I don't think your mic was on.
What? It wasn't on.
Amazing.
I'm pretty sure you'll be able to hear that.
Through mine?
Yeah.
Because I'm a professional.
Hang on, wait.
Take two.
Going again. Go on. Get it up. Biff. ASMR thing.
Boom!
Why would you do that?
It's on now.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely on now.
Welcome to Ancient Theory. I'm your host, Jack Ironcock Tilby, with my partner in pain,
Joe Blue Balls Jones.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
It is.
No.
Yep.
Jack Horsecock Tilby. Yeah. Hey.
You got two names now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just introduced yourself twice.
Yeah, I got two names.
Right, come up with a sick name for me then.
Okay. Joe, I bounce back Jones.
Is that like a small fat joke you want to throw in there, mate?
It's like Alan Partridge.
No, your head. Your thoughts yeah. just went straight to being fat. Look, I didn't say. Don't make me jump like that. Don't lean in that fast. I don't. That's not all I do.
That's all right. No, go on. Carry on.
That's not all I do.
You do you, man. All right. You do you.
No, I've. Sorry. And producer Dan and his mate.
Your microphone is turned off, we need a sound check, so let's probably keep being dished out after this.
Producer Dan and his mate.
Yeah, well, you know.
The geezer on the side.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
What it was Nick's first experience last week.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Nick?
I did not enjoy it.
Why? Why not?
Well, it just
wasn't funny.
Oh,
good one. I like that one.
Where have I...
That was good.
It was an experience.
It was a good experience.
That seemed embarrassingly rehearsed. Didn't it, Joe?
I don't know. I don't pay much attention.
Anyway. How's your week been?
The woman keeps asking me for a co-op card again, and it's starting to piss me off. No, but she does this thing where she, like, under her breath, every time I pay for it, she goes, "You don't have a co-op card." Like, no, I don't, Cynthia. So fuck off. I'm not going to pay for your fucking co-op card because your shit's overpriced anyway.
Fucking Carol.
Fuck Carol, man.
Fucking get away from me, you fat cunt.
She's a small, middle-aged lady.
No. Right, I've noticed that as well, because they still ask me.
Do you have a co-op card? No, I don't.
But they all know me.
Yeah, stop asking. Or stop trying to push.
But I think they have to, though, don't they?
No, it's like pushing their religion upon me. Like, co-op's a religion.
What, co-op's like...
Yeah.
Wait, co-op's like a cult.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like it?
Yeah.
They all walk around in their uniforms, they just want me to wear one.
I always thought the people who work there are weird. Don't they?
Have a word with yourself.
You know who you are. But anyway, did you watch the Warzone Season 4 update trailer?
No.
Okay. Did you watch... Shut up, Dan. I saw that.
I missed it. What did you say?
No, don't matter. You'll see. Did you watch the fucking... 2042 trailer?
I did.
Battlefield.
I did, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're going in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I still play Warzone, you don't.
No, because it's pretty shit now, isn't it?
Well, not if you're good at it.
I was good at it.
Yeah.
I got more wins than you did.
Yeah.
So it makes me good at it.
Yeah. Wins have you got
each?
Yeah. No.
Each? Yeah. I'd say I'm on about... I didn't get a lot, but like I got about 12. Sorry, mate. We all couldn't be fucking... Okay, I was going to say... See, that's your team carrying you, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I'm the.
See me, I play alone all the time because I have no friends.
Legit, he has no friends.
Nobody wants to play with me because apparently I'm annoying.
No. The reason no one wants to play with you, mate, is because whenever, like, if you get a kill or something, you scream. you scream down the fucking mic. And I can understand why Dan isn't a big fan of the show anymore. And to be honest with you, sometimes I think, why the fuck are we still doing it? Because, and why is Dan still putting up with it? It's because we pay him sometimes. But like with you, it's like you get a kill and you're just like, ah!
Yeah, not anymore, because like when I get a kill now, I'm just like, well, yeah, you know.
And it's like at midnight and your missus is sleeping and you can't wake her up and you're like, oh my god, that was amazing.
Yeah.
did anyone see that kill?
No, usually I just go record that and then I show it to myself and I'm like, yeah, that is really sick.
Show it to me.
Yeah, but you do say that they are sick kills. I mean, you can't come on, don't deny it, they're good.
Yeah. I've got a good one where I killed a guy in a helicopter while with Mission Impossible's playing in the background by myself because I'm the composer.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. But Warzone, I think it got very boring very, very fast because people were like, it's all everyone did and all talked about.
Yeah.
I've got a mate of mine that we said, it was every single day, there was always a text that was like, oh, should we do, anyone go for Warzone? It's like, no, I don't. I want to do something different. Oh, what do you want to play instead? Let's go on GTA or something. Nah, I want to go on Warzone, mate. I don't. And then you get called a fucking sourpuss, or whatever the fuck cool kids say these days.
Sourpuss.
Should we just said that? Take it home, Richard.
Yeah. No, but they're going into the future, Battlefield is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty's already been to the future. Everyone hated it, didn't they?
Yes.
Everyone here remembers that. Everyone hated it. Well, it was the most disliked, wasn't it? It was the most disliked Call of Duty. So they're like, okay, going in the future doesn't work. So they're going back to World War II now.
Yeah, but they've done it though.
Yeah, I know, but Battlefield's just
done it.
Done World War One and Two, like amazingly as well.
Yes.
If you played them, they're good.
I have. I'm pretty good.
But like, I never really. I always like Call of Duty Online more than Battlefield.
No, I think Modern Warfare 2 is the best one because you got like a bunch of like 6-year-olds saying they're gonna fuck your mum.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. Do you know what I miss? I miss making kids cry online.
Then you do that on a daily basis anyway.
Yeah, but they're my own kids. I'm allowed to do that.
No, not when you're walking in the street with your wang out.
I've never done that. Not in the daytime anyway. That's true. No, but like I'm pissed off because like I'm finally a fan who can play it all the time, and then they're about to make a change that I don't like.
So someone just put on the TikTok live was I miss making kids cry.
Look, there's no reason to miss making kids cry when there are kids in the world to make cry.
Yeah, if your kid's a wanker in school, you need to have a hard look at yourself and think, am I a cunt?
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. You need to look most in the mirror.
Yes.
You need to say, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I need to make my kids cry.
Because you'll be the first to complain. If you beat up my kid and he beats the shit out of yours afterwards, you'll be like, have a word with your kid? Nah.
Have a word with your kid. Have a word with your kid.
Next time my kid sees your kid, he's going to nut him.
Yeah. No. I
ain't got a kid, by the way.
Eric's tough, but he's a bit of a pussy. So, like, I took him to his first birthday party the other day.
I bet that's a big milestone right there.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I didn't want to be there. So, like, but I was there, and, like...
Were you the only dad?
No, there were other dads, I just didn't want to talk to him.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry if you see that, but it's just not me. That's just not me.
Socializing is not Jack's thing.
I don't like customer service, and I don't really like people who come wearing their fucking, you know, their fucking £60 t-shirts to a fucking 4-year-old's birthday.
Yeah, why are you Why are you wearing t-shirts that? Why have you paid 60 quid for a t-shirt?
And all it has,
it's got like a little crocodile in the corner.
I was just about to say the crocodile.
Lacoste, mate.
Yeah.
Talking of t-shirts, Derek complimented yours, Jack.
Has he? Yeah, this is the missus.
Only real men wear pink.
Yeah. No, it's salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, I do.
He has this technique where, like, if his nipples turn into burgers, he just like pinches them a little bit, and you see
them. Burger.
Say that's his nipple, right? It's a big ass nipple. He pinches it, and it just goes like a butthole. Just
no.
Boop.
It's the best way to explain it is it's a sea anemone. Yeah, so you touch it, it goes really small. You ever play with sea anemones when you were a kid? Oh wait, you grew up on the seaside? No, you didn't. No, you were little in Hereford, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a rich kid.
Yeah, so I'm the only seaside lad here then. Yeah. Well, I used to play with rock creatures because I was alone when I was a kid as well. All right, awesome. Glad we passed that. Fucking great. It
took 15 years for a friend to come along. And that's me.
I had friends before you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they didn't love you though, did they?
Yes, they did.
I don't know.
Moved away to France, and I was heartbroken
because of you.
And then shut up. Yeah. And then the other one.
Yeah.
You know, Levi. He's still weird somewhere.
Fair enough.
You'll like this comment on the subject of cunt kids. Beverly Reed said, "My daughter warned a girl to stop being nasty and mean to her. She didn't. So she hit her in the face with a bowling pin."
Oh, mate.
Can we discuss
self-defense
in that case?
Hang on. I think someone's mentally ill on TikTok. There's a guy called Ryan Woodmass says, "I love Jack even though he's a head case."
Yeah. Oh, mate, Ryan Woodmass.
I'm fucking here as well, mate.
Mate, Ryan Woodmass. Mate, he's like a giant. He's like taller than my dad. He's tall bloke. All big right, lad.
Nice. Imagine seeing your kid hit another kid in the head with a bowling pin. That's when you know you've made it as a parent, I think. I'm going to teach my kid self-defense with a bowling pin.
Yeah, you remember...
Self-defense was like when you combated someone's physical abuse with a physical action, but I actually see what Beverly's daughter did here. That is self-defense.
It is self-defense, yes.
Yeah.
Remember when I was a kid, my dad... I kept getting like beaten up by this guy, and he said, "Kick him in the shin next time." So my mum didn't know about that. So I was like, "Okay, well, if he comes at me, I'm going to kick him in the shin." And then he told me to give him a swift jab to the chin afterwards. So I was like, "All right." Bear in mind, I'm like a 7-year-old kid
swift.
At this point.
Yeah, yeah. And you, 11 years old.
Seven, mate.
7 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this shit. He was a fat fuck. He was a big lad, but I remember literally this kid came up. Fucking pushed me straight to the ground, right? Which is, I was a big fucking bloke, so fair play, the kid was strong. So in my head, I was like, remember what my dad told me? So I got up, kicked him a couple of times in his shin, he started crying, I went, my dad had to go and see their teacher afterwards. The kid was crying with his mum, and I sat there like, I'm gonna get grounded when I get home. My dad didn't ground me for the first time in my life. It was my mother. Do you know what she did? My grounding, right? Every time I got grounded, do you know what I had to do?
What?
Read.
I was going
to
say.
They took everything. They took my PlayStation away. They took, like, my fucking video cassettes.
Didn't you have to, like...
I had to read Harry Potter,
suck
mate.
Suck your uncle's dick.
We're not inbred, mate.
Did you not? I'm sure you've talked to me about, you know...
Oh, mate,
what's happened
to you? I wouldn't go here, would I?
What do you mean?
Why would I suck my uncle's dick? He's a cock.
Exactly.
Nah.
Exactly.
Listen, you don't suck someone's dick because they're a dickhead. You do it when they're being polite to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's...
He was not being polite to me, so why would
I
do that?
Suck my dad's dick.
Yeah, but, right, your dad was a nice bloke, so I can see that happening.
But I remember him, right? Just, like, when...
With his wang out.
Yeah, when walking around naked was okay to do and like, you weren't classed as a paedophile, right? The sucking his dick was a joke. I never did that.
The sucking his dick
was it would have been too big for my mouth anyway. It was like a copper walking.
This
around
is
with a
this
brand
is
new
taking
trunchy.
A very strange turn. I don't know what's I don't even know what's a joke and what's real anymore.
So what I'm trying to say is my dad's dick is the new Warzone meta. Yeah. Come short, take your eye out. No, I'm still. No, I'm actually still trying to unlock the AMAX, so...
You what?
I've never liked the AMAX. I've never liked watching people use it on Warzone. So like, but since I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'll give it a try. Because there's no broken guns at the minute, so I'm trying everything. So I'm going to try the AMAX. So I'm trying to unlock it. I like it every time I pick it up. So I'm trying. Right, what are you laughing about, mate? Look.
Gum shot thing.
Mate, all I can think of now is like the cum shot to the eye and then seeing surgical come up. You know, like cum sickle or something, you know, just like that come up. That come up. And it's called that's something different. And it's like a mecha penis that you can put on your waist. It's like a belt with like a big metal cock, and it's called Jack's Dad on it. And then all you have to do.
We are going to start selling these items in the nearest Ann Summers shop too.
Mate,
so.
I'm getting the blueprint made to go on Warzone. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's gonna be a new lethal weapon. It's gonna be like a claymore or something that you can have on you.
Oh, she had a pretty big dick.
Yeah, she did. She had a pretty big dick. Looked like an inflated ball sack. No, a deflated ball sack. There you go. That's better. Like sagging over like a knife. You know? So each ball goes one way. Like that one goes that way over the knife and the other one goes the other way. Or a ruler if you're like unfond of a knife on balls. Yeah, so like we've completely gone off track of what I actually wanted to talk about, because whenever me and you get together, it gets weird.
No, it's just you.
No, it's not.
It's just
it's
you.
It's not just me.
It is just you, mate.
Man, I didn't even bring up dicks.
Yes, you did.
No, I did. Show me a replay. Show me a
Dan,
fucking replay.
Dan, can you show a replay? I haven't clicked it. You said about my uncle's cock, mate.
Nah. See that? Now that, you're proving, right, that like producers are all fucking, you know, in the payroll.
They are.
Mate, he's working for the fucking...
Working for the one that actually pays on time, yeah.
CIA.
Oh, that's
NASA.
That's me, that is.
Yeah. Was NASA discontinued, or was just the space program discontinued?
Canceled. What?
Cancelled on it.
Who did it offend?
Wait, what
happened?
Did
NASA offend? All I'm thinking of when he says phallic, right? I'm just a fucking idiot. I swear to God, because I just think of like a floppy rocket. like a flaccid rocket.
Flaccid.
They're like, yeah, I think NASA's days are numbered. You know, they keep making these fucking floppy rockets. Just like, what the fuck?
It makes that sound. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, just keep fucking falling over for some reason.
We have penetrated the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking hell.
So what time are we on, Dan?
It's about 18 minutes.
All right, cool.
Fucking, you know.
Look, we're nailing this. Right, all we have is content.
It's because we're professionals. Content. Because we're professionals. How many we got watching us? Like a million?
Yeah. See,
yeah,
around
loads,
that.
Right.
Yeah. Fair.
They're waiting for a man to get pegged.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Look, I am certain that someone is getting pegged tonight.
It's you.
I'm certain it's going to be someone. See, I didn't really know what I was getting in for until I realized how painful it is.
Yeah. You've practiced a couple times, haven't you?
With and without lube.
No, I didn't practice for this sort of pegging before.
How many times have you taken are there? We can't say that. We can't.
Well,
say,
no,
we can't,
no,
can't
no.
Do that.
You know.
Avoid this topic.
We'll avoid that one. It's just, you know, man loves a woman, boy meets a girl sort of thing.
All right. What?
You know, when you got like a girlfriend that's sort of like brutish, she's like, or maybe a bit insane, and she's like, you know, I wanna.
Yeah.
For the good people in the Facebook chat, there's a little poll that we're trying for the first time.
Would you get pegged? Yes or no. Like Jack. Would you get pegged like Jack tonight?
Would you like to
yes
be like...
Yes or no?
Would you like
not,
to be...
That's not the poll, but if you could give us your answers, that'd be good.
Where's the poll?
The poll is
Yes.
Right? Maybe. It's a solid
if
it, maybe.
Right, listen.
The
if
options are Jack will, Joe will, I will, or no lol.
It's probably going to be no lol. It's probably, how many I can see that happening.
We'll see. We'll see how
we'll that... We'll see what happens. Oh, we'll see what happens. Yeah. You're right, mate.
Yeah, they smell like margarita. Like, I haven't even had pizza. My burps stink of pizza.
Coladas.
What? Cocktails?
Margaritas.
Oh, no.
Wait. Getting caught in
the
rain.
Like, I was questioning whether or not I was, like, naming the right sort of pizza. If you're I was like, is it actually yoga, called a margarita? A margarita pizza.
Then you have half a brain.
It's called margarita, isn't it?
If you love making love after midnight.
Sorry. See, you get carried away with the singing and the tomfoolery. We need to get to down. We need to get
speaking
down to brass tacks.
Speaking of, like, I really need to pee. Should have gone before.
Well, you can go pee now. I'll entertain the masses.
No, I'm all right.
Locked in for another 34 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorted. Yeah, I've got like an iron bladder.
So there's your nickname, Jack's Iron Cock. Your iron bladder.
It's because whenever I go balls deep in Jack, I always touch his bladder. With my iron bladder. Wait, it makes no sense. I've got this the wrong way around.
Iron lung.
So, I was going to suggest a dickhead of the week.
You're a fucking furnace right now. This is.
Well, you're off to shit.
What, me?
Yeah.
I'm warm, am I?
Yeah.
Dickhead of the week already.
Well, no. I'm going to suggest a dickhead of the week, but we're going to ask. Well, do you want to do this bit? Well, we're going to ask the listeners and the viewers.
Oh, yeah. If you want to say something. Go for it.
If you've hated anything this week or something's pissed you off, please tell us.
And if one of you fucking go, oh, yeah, it's Jack and Joe. It's like, good one. We haven't heard that for fucking over a year.
Yeah, but see, now you've said that, they're going to do it.
Do it.
No, the I more, don't want them
the
to
more,
do it.
The more
I want
comments
them to actually tell
the,
me
listen,
something that's content.
The more
you've told them to do.
The more comments you put, the better we do on the algorithm. So fucking do it.
Look, why do you act like all of our viewers are your enemy?
Because they are.
They're not your enemy. They're your friends. You're supposed to engage with them.
I fucking hate all of you.
You've got to embrace them in your man bosom.
Nah.
They're my enemy.
Yeah.
Why?
Fuck y'all.
They just hate Dan. Is that what? Look.
My microphone's not working, so you boys carry on.
Oh, Dan said something about how
amazing we are as performers,
you know,
and
we're pretty good.
Know,
we're pretty good people.
He's taken us to new heights.
Yeah,
isn't he?
I feel like we're probably
that's
the most.
A compliment, so that's
I mean, I feel like we're probably the most entertaining thing that's happened in his life.
Yeah,
I'd like to think that.
Yeah, I'd say
you
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I worked for APW once.
Fair point.
Did you?
I was on that.
I
not as a wrestler.
I, you know, I dabbled a bit.
You were quite good at it as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I was pretty good, yeah. I was pretty good at wrestling man meat. Yeah. But, serious question.
Yeah.
Right. Do you ever think about a moment in your life that you wish you could have done differently?
Yeah. And don't say meeting me.
I'm so starting the show, no, I'm joking. This is great.
I think I'm back. I am, it's very loud, shit me.
Dan, how about you?
Well, sorry, what was the question?
In your life that you wish you could change?
And
you can't say,
and you can keep your kids and shit.
You can't say meeting us. We're a delight.
Meeting Nick then, there we go.
Oh my god.
No one knows what Nick looks like. If you want to know what Nick looks like, just think Matthew McConaughey on acid.
Look fat, right?
Nah, I wasn't going to say that,
no,
bro.
No, see, we don't say the F word.
No, Dan causes that all the time.
Like, not, this is among friends, you know? Like, we don't body shame.
We don't,
H
no,
theory.
we don't.
Hatred theory doesn't body shame.
Are there calories in acid?
That was my tip.
All the way down there.
Yeah. I'm not wearing a bra today.
No, so, right.
What?
Is there a point?
Oh.
You wish you could change? Apart from sucking your uncle's dick.
Yeah, no, that was a good time.
I do.
Go on then.
I wish that I never found porn.
Oh, do you know what? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I wish I never found porn because it just causes more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, because not only did I used to get rub rash on my cock all the time from doing it too often, because as we all know, Jack is a chronic masturbator. Well, was a chronic masturbator. Right? And everyone's like, yeah, me too. You know, we were all kids once. I'm like, no, you did not wank as much as me when I was a kid. It's not possible. I was at it all the fucking time. If I had a shower, I'd do it. If I went for a shit, sometimes I'd do it. Joe's asleep while he was staying with me, I'd do it. Nothing could stop Jack from fucking having, you know, his fun with his man meat. Right? You know, it hurt a lot of the time, but I did it anyway, and I don't get why I would do that. Why would you? Because technically, it's self-harm. It's self-harm. It's like giving yourself Chinese burns, but on your cock. Every day. I wouldn't go a day without it. And I just wish I never fucking found it. Because the first porno I found...
This has gone really deep.
Was called Rocco... It was called Rocco Ravages Prague, and it was the brutalest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. Google it. Rocco Ravages Prague. Mate, it was the first time I'd ever seen two dicks in one hole. That shit's impressive and terrifying at the same time when you're a kid at that age. That shit shouldn't be left lying around. I had a video player in my telly. What am I supposed to do? Not fucking watch it? There's a naked woman on there, and then suddenly my life's changed forever on this course of relentless masturbation.
So,
right, I think my mic's broken again.
For just £2 a month, we can get Jack the help he needs. So please donate.
You know, Masturbators Anonymous is all I'm saying. It's probably a good idea. Seek counselling. If you have these issues, right, there is hope. There is hope for you.
Fuck me, that was funny. I'm actually crying. Nick's dead.
Right, do we have...
Nick's dead.
Do we have any viewer hates?
Yeah, we've got some viewer hates.
All right, awesome. Should we do them?
I'll try and read them out. I assume you can now hear me again.
Go on. If not, I'll just repeat it anyway.
So we've got Abby. All right, so she's adding one to things she wishes she could change. That was meeting Jack.
Fair enough.
Awesome. We'll see that one coming.
Derek hates pollen. That's really fucked him off.
No, that's fair enough. I get that too.
And that's your lot.
Sick. Well, that was a good session.
Derek. He always.
Yeah. No, Derek. You know. Derek loves the show. He keeps saying how funny he thinks he is.
I love Derek.
Yeah, Derek's good. Yeah. Derek's good shit.
Yeah,
Derek's
I just wish. I just wish that he'd stop complaining on Facebook and act like it's the first time he's doing it.
I've got a question for you, actually.
Sorry, Derek.
I've actually got a really good question for you.
Yeah, go on.
What animal do you think you could fuck up?
What? An ant.
No bugs.
Oh, you got to be more specific here.
All right, so, an animal in the
that weighs over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
That is a good question.
Yeah. Do you know what I reckon I could do?
Change that sentence.
All right. Do you know what I reckon I could fight? Do you know I reckon what? I could fuck up? I reckon I could fuck up a giraffe.
No, that's impossible. No,
it's not though.
You're an absolute reason.
What do you
do? Mate, well, all right, listen. All right, I planned it. So when he gets angry, he's going to start swinging that fucking neck, isn't he, right? So when he swoops down, you fucking latch onto it.
Mate, you're so stupid.
Wait, hear me out. So when he's like...
Mate, do you know how much force they swing their heads at?
Have you seen...
Mate, it'd kill you. Run over.
No, listen. This is what will happen.
It's actually enraging me.
He'll get annoyed, and he'll be like, fuck off, mate. go down for the swing or fucking jump.
There's a reason lions don't do it.
Get him in a rear naked choke, mate. I'm on top of him. I'm like, he's like swimming around.
Are you gonna choke him out? He's all neck.
I'm climbing. I'm fucking. He swings down. I'm gonna grab him. I'm gonna grab the little bastard as he sweeps down.
And you don't have to be naked.
He's taking me up.
Let me finish. Their kicks, one kick is strong enough to just kill a man.
Mate, if I'm on his fucking neck, he ain't gonna kick me.
Mate, he's gonna try kicking you before he tries fucking headbutting you. Mate, you're not big enough.
He ain't gonna do shit, mate, because I'm like fucking Muhammad Ali. I'm like,
right, let's next week's episode, let's do it at Chester Zoo. See how he gets on.
Yeah.
I'm going down.
Yeah.
He's going down. Mate. Right. As soon as he goes to the floor, he's falling asleep. And then when he does it, when he least expects it. Least expects it. Done. Fucked.
Daft fuck, man.
Yeah, you really are.
Giraffe. I'd fuck up a Jaguar.
Yeah, well, if I'm going on Joe's Joe's logic, I could kick the shit out of an elephant.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, I could.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, I could.
No, have you seen
Do you know how I do it? Do you know how I do it? Go on, then. I'll wait for him to swing his head, mate, and then I'll grab him around the fucking neck,
it's not
get him in a rear naked choke, take him down, be like, when do you stop breathing? Fucking neck. That's how you take it.
Do you know how stupid that sounds?
Do you know how stupid that sounds? You just fucking said it.
Can you stop screaming, mate? For fuck's sake, everyone can fucking hear you. You got a microphone, for fuck's sake. Chill.
Stop making me vex, then.
No, listen. Listen.
Stop making me vex.
Listen.
Stop vexing me.
Can I just thing you here, please, mate? All right, stop being a cunt,
mate. You're making me want to wank again. Do you think that's healthy? No,
listen, right?
So glad the neighbors are right.
An elephant ain't gonna swing his neck to a fucking trunk.
Yeah, well, I'll grab the trunk then.
What are you gonna do with the trunk?
Shove it down its fucking throat.
Okay, sick. No, well,
it's done, mate.
Done,
it's dead.
Nice one.
They breathe through that, they can't breathe.
Love this, love that, love that, Jack.
What?
Just left him there waiting for that fist bump.
What a dick.
For an awkwardly long time.
I did, yeah.
Mate, I was so engrossed.
No, I proper respected you then, but like the fact that...
Mate, I didn't even know you went for one.
Stop shouting, man.
I didn't even know.
I prefer recording with one beer, Jack Joe, I'll be honest.
Mate, look. We're going to get nice down here, right?
We're going to get down to...
Okay.
We're going to get nice and chilled.
Dickhead of the week?
I didn't see.
Yeah.
Your fist. All right, I didn't.
No, it's fine. Listen. Let's happened. Let's move past it. Let's go up.
We can put this behind us. You know,
I could fuck up an elephant.
See, look, now he's leaving me.
I could fuck up a giraffe. I'm not gonna lie.
I love that there's a monitor, so you can definitely see that there's a fist there waiting to be popped. And
and I've left it there. See, look, and I'm man enough to be like, anyway. I deserve this.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything. Dan said it.
No, I know, but I deserve this. See, like, I'm up there.
Wow. Oh, cabbaged.
Dickhead of the week.
So, I'm actually going to do something we haven't done before, because he's only been here for the second time. Nick, mate. Anyone, like, who do you reckon would be dickhead of the week? Lay it on us. Anyone you want.
Anyone in the world.
Anyone. Who have you looked at and thought, twat?
James Corden.
He is a wanker, isn't he?
Always.
This is the thing with James Corden, right? The thing that pisses me off about him, okay, is the fact... What?
I enjoyed... You opened the floor to Nick and...
Sorry. No, Nick, take it away.
The only reason I said James Corden is because, like, Nick kind of looks like him.
Looks like a fat James Corden.
No, listen. James Corden is fat.
No, but listen. The thing with James Corden, he found out he can sing. Well, he can hold a note, and that's all he fucking does. Shut the fuck up. You were cool in Gavin and Stacey, mate.
Fucking fake ass Michael Bublé.
Fake ass Michael Bublé.
Yeah, go on then, Nick.
Go on, Nick. Take it away. Take it away, Nick. Jesus, why are you here?
He didn't even have the microphone turned. He did tell me that my mic wasn't working. So.
Oh, that's good.
He's at least redeemed some of his value.
Useful for something. You know, we've all got one thing, at least.
Am I the only one who hates James Corden?
I'm not the only one.
I hate him.
No.
He's
no.
a dick,
unfunny cunt.
See, I like...
Who gives him a talk show? Cause
I like James Corden a little bit.
The fuck did you just say?
No, but...
No, listen... James Corden.
Mate, he's living in LA. He's got like the life
this
of
is the
my
thing.
Dreams.
This is the thing that fucks me off. They give him a talk show. Yeah. They give him a talk. No, but what does he do on that talk show, mate?
He applied for
no.
it.
What does he do on that talk show?
He applied for what it. Does he interviewed.
Talk, what does he do on it?
Submitted a CV.
What does he do on it? What
he spent ages on that CV.
He did a covering letter.
Did a cover letter and everything. What online he, application.
What does he do on that fucking talk show, mate? What does he do?
talks.
No, he doesn't.
Fucking talk
no,
show,
he
mate.
Fucking doesn't. He doesn't even do that. He gets all these celebrities, right? He gets. He makes sure he gets someone who can fucking sing so that he can go up against them and sing against them. You're shit at singing, mate, right?
Mate, did you see him when he was talking about... Oh, man, I can't do that. No. I can do that. Did you see him? Did you see him when he was talking about Black Lives Matter?
No, I didn't see
No, that. And he, you could just see... Just all the guilt he was carrying for white people. You could just see it on his face. I'm not gonna go anywhere with this.
That's
hateful to anybody.
Yeah.
No, but it was just the way he was saying it. He was like, you know, oh my God, you know, I am just so sorry for what you go through every day. Mate, I was beating the shit out of as a kid. Same fucking thing. You know, we all go through hard times and shit.
Can I make you?
But it just seemed so like
that Paramore
disingenuous.
It was disingenuous. I started singing it. Sorry,
is that the right word?
Basically, we can say is James Corden, you're a dickhead. Yeah. Right, stop what you're doing.
It's like when someone does something only for the likes or the admiration.
That's what most celebrities do.
That's what this is, isn't it?
No, I try and make people hate me.
It's certainly not for the fucking likes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say what I'm thinking.
If you think about it, this is just a really expensive hobby for us.
it's not call a vanity project.
Mate, it's not. It's just
not that,
you know,
expensive.
It's not even.
It's not. No, it's good prices here.
Mate, it's less expensive 89. Than you know the last hobby we had, isn't it?
Yeah. What was the last one?
Oh yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, bump and grind.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Mate, I'm gonna bring out an inspirational wrestling documentary called Bump and Grind. All right, because it's all about the grind and the bumps. Yeah, isn't it?
Jess,
am I right?
Jess on TikTok just went James Corden crossed the line when he did a Friends reunion. Yeah. I agree. Friends is shit as well. Sorry.
Yep.
I know you like Friends.
No, I agree.
It's not shit.
It's not shit. Why is it shit? Because it's funny.
It's not funny.
Because it's good.
It's not though, is it?
I bet you.
It's like one of those things that you put on because there's nothing else on.
It was funny when I was seven.
No, look,
chill.
I bet you.
Well, voice
making me vex, man. I bet.
Oh, what? Because you love Chandler, the sarcastic guy.
Dude,
have you seen him now?
Fuck. I watched Sex in the City.
What yeah, only because you thought there was like,
sex in it,
which there was.
It was. There was quite a bit in it. Yeah.
And explain this to me. Why did I? Mm. I had.
Why did I masturbate to every episode of that?
I'll fucking wank over you in a minute if you don't shut up.
I reckon you've done that. But.
No. Why did I watch all of the Sex and the Cities? Because I had them all on DVD. Not mine, borrowed.
Is this like a coming out video?
No.
Sorry.
He's wearing pink. He's talking about wanking over dudes and stuff. No. What I'm saying is...
Jess said you watched Sex in the City because you weren't getting any.
Well, yeah, that's why I wanked all the time. Don't try and make me bring that up again. Look,
we should probably move on to the fucking world record.
Before we move on to the world records and all that shit.
Yeah, yep.
Just gotta, you know, say, why did I watch, and tell me if it's insane, every single episode backwards from the end to the beginning?
Because you are fucking mental. Someone said it in your head, Case, and that's confirmed.
And I only found out that was weird a couple years ago.
How the fuck did, like, had you watched it the
season
right way
one,
around?
Season two.
Yeah,
like,
but
it goes
yeah,
up
but
in season
like
that, mate.
Like, I was reading the end of a book the other day, and Abby came up and she goes, were you reading the last page of a fucking book? And I was like, well, yeah, I wanted to see how it ends.
See, Americans do that, though, with magazines and comic books.
What, they go backwards?
They go backwards.
Yeah, but sometimes, well, even in this country, you go back to the, you know, well, most people, gay people, sorry, not gay people, normal dudes, gay and straight, go backwards.
Cancelled.
To go to the sports section in the back first, and then they make their way to the front. Unless
yeah, but that's on
you're definitely
that's
a straight person, and we all know where they're going when it's the sun, and that's page three.
Not anymore.
Well,
and if you read the sun, you're a fucking cunt. There we go. I've said it.
Dan said it.
Well, what if that's all you've got? What if that's the only paper that's on the table?
Fucking leave it there. Use it to wipe your arse with.
I think we should probably... That's
the end of the episode.
Yeah,
so that's the end of the episode.
End of the episode.
Stick around for daft shit.
Yeah, we're gonna do some cool shit now.
Yeah. So...
Brick and Bone record.
TikTok.